May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Christopher Rudy, Cosmic Cowboy, with Cosmic Love for August 3rd, 2019. And today I'll be discussing another geopolitical update with a compendium of articles and videos on the subject of authentic intelligence versus artificial intelligence. You can follow along with this new blog at the HeartCom Network, which you can access at heartcom.org, or click on the show notes in the podcast when it's published here in a couple days. As for the cosmic weather today, give a little bit of an orientation here. It's kind of interesting stuff going on with the astrology, psychology, bioenergetics in the field, the quantum field going on right now. Is the show happening today? I pulled up my astrology program, and we got an interesting mystic rectangle going on, which kind of tight harmonics between Mercury, Moon, Pluto, and Neptune, and That geometry is basically the geometric coordinates are forming what's called a rectangle, a mystic rectangle, because it's a blending of these energies. You've got Mercury that's sextile the Moon, both inner planets that are in relationship with two outer planets. We're talking about Pluto and Neptune. Neptune is in Pisces, deep mystical. Deep mystical sign in Pisces is exalted. One of the deepest mystical energies, consciousness of Neptune and Pisces runs very deep. And it's sextile Pluto, which is a powerful influence for transformation. So there's a relationship between these inner and outer planets. We're talking about two earth signs, two water signs. These energies are blending right now. You might say they're cross-referenced. That's pretty unique. I always look for these mystic rectangles as a kind of a window of opportunity for coherent, congruent energies coalescing. That may sound like a lot for some of you, but that's part of the astrology psychology going on right now. There's also a yod, finger of God, it's called. That's tight, rather strong influence between Pluto and, again, Neptune and Pisces. And that relationship is, you might say, that sextile is a harmonic that you might say magnifies that aspect of the power of transformation of Pluto and the power of in-depth love, very deep mystical love of Pisces and Neptune and Pisces. And that relationship of those two planets and sextile are both in a yod in conjunct relationship with Mars in Leo, which gives it this power of love, you might say, a real strong, assertive influence in the sign of Leo. You know, Leo the lion, the lion-hearted. The power of that assertive masculine Mars energy in Leo, which is a fire sign, gives it more fiery impetus, this power of love. So that's going on, and there's also some other aspects, specifically this mystic triangle also has in its orb Saturn with Pluto. So you've got a relationship of both these outer planets, Saturn and Pluto, with Neptune, the Moon, and Mercury, in this blending of energies. So that's kind of a unique coalescing of energies, like I say. And you've also got some other yod, fingers of God, going on between the Sun as a focus of a yod pattern with Saturn and Neptune in the base. Both Saturn and Pluto are actually in this relationship with Neptune and Pisces, with the finger of God, with Mars, that assertive power of love energy. So it's these outer planets, you know, and this Yod relationship with Mars and Leo is a very, very, it's been going on for about a week. This energy has a tendency to bring to the surface, you might say, all that's less than the power of love. You might say it brings to the surface and triggers the inordinate love of power. I mean, of course, the ordained power of love always challenges the inordinate love of power. So this is kind of a dynamic that's going on. And there's also a Yod pattern going on, finger of God, with the focus being Venus as well as the Sun in Leo and Mars in Leo. And so all these three planets, Mars, Venus, the Sun, are all the focus of this energy, of this power of love in Leo, which can have a very dynamic catalytic effect for relationships. Can be the power of love in relationships as challenges, again, the inordinate love of power. It can trigger the power of love can trigger, you might say, the inordinate love of power. Light brings up, love brings up, all unlike itself. So that's going on. Interesting dynamic. Some people listening to the show are interested in the astrology, psychology. Others listening aren't so much. One other aspect that's going on that's very unique, it's a mutable T-square between Moon and Jupiter and Neptune. The focus is T-square is Jupiter in Sagittarius, which has very expansive educational, religious, philosophical portents. Moon in Virgo, where it's at right now at 22 degrees, has a very kind of a earthy intellectual nature, can really anchor, you know, analysis capabilities. In extreme, it can be analysis paralysis, but there's that Moon in Virgo, and it is opposition, this Neptune, Neptune and Pisces I referred to before, but both of them are in a T-square relationship, a square relationship, which is like a resolution. If you look at it, it's like a pyramid with the base being the Moon and Neptune and the focus capstone being this Jupiter in Sagittarius. Again, expansive. Jupiter is expansive, and Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's like mental fire. So expansive educational, religious, philosophical energies. So this is going on. So I thought it'd be a good day to really hit the deck running as far as going into the full portents of the power of love, aspects of the power of love, with the understanding of authentic intelligence, you might say, 5D AI. Authentic intelligence is AI, just like artificial intelligence is AI, but authentic intelligence is 5D, and artificial intelligence is 5G. That's the big push for 5G radiation being used to connect, you know, the smart grids and used to connect, you know, the Internet of Things. And it's in the news a lot lately. If you read the alternative news, the technology news, there's a huge push for 5G, hooking up, you know, hooking up major cities worldwide, in the United States in particular, in China. There's a big rush to install these 5G grids, and we're talking about networks that operate at a much higher speed, but with a radiation that is known to corrupt DNA, to damage DNA and have all kinds of harmful physical effects. So I'm going to be going into that. It's a very controversial subject that's not well explained by the mainstream media, because the mainstream media, Verizon and all these giant networks, see this as a huge $1.2 trillion industry that they're pushing for profit and power. And we're talking about power in terms of an artificial intelligence that overrides, you might say, or replaces with machine intelligence, authentic intelligence. So, again, this is a very controversial subject. I'll be going into it today. And you can, like I say, you can follow along live with the show today with the blog article that I just published here a couple days ago. That's at the HeartCom Network, which you can access at heartcom.org in another window on your computer if you're able to do that. So we're talking about in this blog today, and this, you know, the overview I'm going into is a way of envisioning, you know, looking at the infrastructure framework for authentic intelligence, AI, but of an authentic 5D nature. And we'll be going into these different shift coordinates for global revolution. And you might say that kind of a, you know, to give you an overview, the highlights, there's some huge big shift dynamics that challenge all of us right now. I mean, this is many people referring to this as a turning point of civilization. I mean, it's like a existential crisis. We're either going to be moving towards more authentic intelligence, and we're going to be moving towards a general enlightenment, global revolution, evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness in the direction of more of utopia, you know, a golden age global village, you know, new realities, or we're going to, you know, not so much. We're going to be seeing basically power trips of the power elite whose time is short and fear, wrath is great, and they're out of control, trying to maintain control by acting out with in a dangerous way, which is really the nature of this 5G radiation. I can't emphasize enough that there's plenty of well-documented research on 5G, on the effect on the body, the nervous system, the endocrine system, and specifically, you know, the heart and the intelligence in general, the effect that the radiation has for corrupting the DNA in the body so there's virtually no future. So these are the kind of big shift dynamics I'm going to be talking about today. The highlight to look for is, you know, there's a golden age vision that's shining through the opportunity with authentic intelligence, you know, 5D AI, the shift from 3D to 5D, you know, to a more enlightened cognitive liberty. And I'm going to be talking about this thing of cognitive liberty, you know, owning your own thoughts, your own life, your own consciousness. And this is a huge issue I'll be going into today. And the opportunity here we're looking at is, challenge and the opportunity is a global freedom. That with authentic intelligence, you know, wising up, you know, helping us wise up and rise up to the full potential, full disclosure of tools and processes and means for basically building the infrastructure for a golden age. It's been a theme I've talked about a lot in my previous shows, and that's the, you know, basically, you know, the high state, you know, the high road, you know, how we can get our act together and, you know, make a difference, if not the difference, for involving and evolving our individual and collective social conscience in our personal and planetary social networks. So I'm going to be going into this with a little introduction here. And basically that's the big picture is that the rate of global transformation is accelerating. And this is naturally adjudicating the order of things. You know, it's like there is a process of disintegration of the old paradigm and reintegration of a new paradigm. And the old order is passing away, and that includes a monopolistic model, which is widely known as the corporatocracy or shadow government that has come out of the shadows, demanding our attention. This has been in the news a lot the last couple weeks. of what's going on with the heavy-handed influence of the corporatocracy, which, you know, basically whose first law is that wherever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. So it's like a profits before people agenda that is the antithesis of a constitutional republic. And the shadow government is working, like I say, behind the scenes, but it's coming out of the shadows more and more and demanding our attention because you might say the shadow government or deep state is acting out. And a new order is emerging, a new order of the ages is emerging. You might say a high state that represents cosmic universal order for co-creating the future that we all aspire to. I never said this big shift to a gold age would be easy, but it's worth it. And there's going to be some bumps in the road ahead, and there's going to be some sharp curves in the road ahead. I mean, shift happens. We're right on the cusp of a lot of change. And as I've said repeatedly, the gold standard for a golden age is the law of the angles and language of the angels for global TLC of a 5D nature, the golden rule, law, language as the moral standard for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. And back to the idea of unity, conscience, the law of one, you know, the idea of we're all, you know, the family of mankind in a global village now with the instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities. So, you know, who we are as a healthy, holistic, holy whole is us, the united sovereigns of Earth. And this is where we're going. It's all in process, unique dynamics in front of us. And we're talking about some huge challenges and huge opportunity. And we have a choice, individually and collectively. And I'll be going into this that the choice is, in a sense, that either the golden rule, law, language for a golden age represents the golden ratio harmonic for coherent order in the universe, you know, the heart coherent order, which is, you know, basically the fractal order of the holographic universe, the harmonic glue that holds the universe together is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart frequency when it's in entrainment or in coherence with that frequency of holy compassion, joy, you know, love and action. This is the gold standard, the golden rule of cosmos in the fabric of all creation. There is harmonic law and order, and the harmonic standard is this golden ratio harmonic of, again, the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion, joy, love, and action. And either we're going to have that energy frequency as the standard that represents, the golden rule for, you know, co-creation, you might say, or the, you know, it's either that or the ordained power of cosmic universal love will be eclipsed by the inordinate love of power whose golden rule is that those who have the most physical gold, you know, moneyed power, are the most fit to make the rules for the rest of us. So back to the old, you know, this is the opportunity and the challenge between the ordained power of love, cosmic universal love, and the inordinate love of power, of, you know, the power trips of the power elite who want to keep freedom and opportunity from the people rather than of, by, and for the people. So this is an issue that is focused with an understanding of the difference between authentic intelligence and artificial intelligence. This is rarely explained, and typically it's rarely explained because there hasn't been a very frequent or common explanation of authentic intelligence as a function of universal law language or the order of the universe or, you know, basically the first principles of cosmic universal law, you know, and you know, this golden rule law language for a golden age, you know, the basically the whole orientation to source, all that is, you know, divine love, God, love, source, you know, authentic intelligence, you know, how do you link that? Where's the co-measurement with this high standard, you know, as an alternative to artificial intelligence? What would be authentic intelligence as a function of the order of the universe, universal law language? So without that orientation, without that frame of reference, you know, without, you know, basically, you might say, the definition of authentic in terms of the power of universal cosmic love, then you have what's left. You have artificial intelligence. You have moneyed power. You know, the agenda of giant corporations who are looking at 5G and for installing artificial intelligence with the idea of a $1.2 trillion industry with just 5G alone, artificial intelligence, you know, as an industry creating artificial intelligence, we're talking about multi-billions, if not, again, $1 trillion there also. So there's, you might say, the worldly world has its own agenda for money and power and creating an artificial reality, an artificial intelligence that is the opposite of nature or natural law or harmonic order in the universe or authentic intelligence. So this is the, you know, the challenge to the opportunity of a 5D shift in the collective consciousness of global humanity. This is the tension. You know, it's like the tension of the all the powerful special interests that have a vested interest in 5G and artificial intelligence for control of the matrix of our social, political, and economic institutions, for ownership and control. You know, it's like the patriarchal principle of the corporatocracy. Again, he who has the gold makes the rules. That's their golden rule. Well, without, you know, a vision of authentic intelligence, how to culture it, involve it, evolve it, nurture it, so that social conscience in our social networks is cultured and matured with a higher, again, 5D, when I say Christic, a Christ-like vision of virtue and valor for the victory of civility, you know, global, personal, local, global civility. I mean, that's the intent of authentic intelligence. Without that, we have what's called the tyranny of big tech that uses algorithms, you know, the social engineering tool of the technocrats who program AI, artificial intelligence, to serve the agenda of a hierarchy, you know, in the corporatocracy of unelected, super rich plutocrats. So in the blog, the first video I have is a video from YouTube video from July 4th by David Icke, and it's called Taking Over the Human Race, AI, Artificial Intelligence Taking Over the Human Race. There is the agenda to do that. It's like, you know, the love of power, you know, in extreme, is this an intention to take over the human race. So that's the agenda of artificial intelligence, as, you know, counter distinct from the intention of authentic intelligence. Again, you never hear about authentic intelligence any more than you hear about full spectrum conscience. You hear about full spectrum autism, but you never hear about full spectrum conscience. You hear about artificial intelligence, but how often do we hear about authentic intelligence? Well, how do you define it? How do you qualify authentic? And again, if it's not heart coherent, then it's heartless. And that's what artificial intelligence is. It's machine learning. It's heartless. It's programmed by power elite technocrats who have an agenda, ownership and control of the human and physical resources of Earth. So that's the drama that we're seeing. And as David Icke says in this video that you can watch through the link I've provided, that the conspiracy is coming down in ways that will be magical. It's beginning to happen. We're seeing a turning. Things are turning like we've been seeing, at least here in Montana, and I've heard it's nationwide, there's been a lessening of the chemtrails. It's like basically there's the skies have been largely clear of chemtrails. I'm not holding my breath. It seems to be going back and forth over the years, but there's an issue here with 5G that I really wanted to, 5G radiation, you know, which is the driving force for artificial intelligence. They need 5G networks that are, you know, high speed to be able to, you know, process the massive amount of data with the Internet of Things, you know, smart grids, you know, smart everything, but it's smart without a heart. And if you haven't noticed, with all the research on 5G radiation, it's corrupting human DNA. There's no future there. I mean, the effect of it, you know, in future generations, it's mutating human DNA. It mutates. It has all kinds of physiological effects on the nervous system, the endocrine system, you know, the brain. I mean, it's like it's well known, and yet they're continuing to drive the agenda in the name of huge multi-billion-dollar, they're $1.2 trillion contracts with the intention of setting up a grid of artificial intelligence that can be programmed to influence the information that we receive through the Internet, influence our behavior, and basically create a psychology of subservience to a new form of tyranny. And this is the danger. And what we're seeing is that our foundational freedom of speech is being severely compromised by big tech's AI, artificial intelligence algorithms that censor a full spectrum of well-informed choice on the Internet. I mean, we're losing choice. This is what's being called, this summer is like the summer of censorship. We're losing freedom on the Internet. And if you go back to, I mean, George Washington, America's first president, he clearly stated at the outset of the American Revolution, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we will be led like sheep to the slaughter. I mean, that was America's founding fathers. This is the issue we're talking about. Freedom of speech or choice is being taken away subtly. And the way it's being used, taken away subtly with, you know, algorithms to filter information that we get so we don't have well-informed choice, it really comes down to freedom of choice, freedom of speech is being manipulated with artificial intelligence. Then again, 5G radiation networks as the driver for this. So this is serious. Global civilization is at a crossroads. I mean, we're talking utopia or oblivion. It's that serious. And as it was said in one of my top 10 favorite books, right up there with Future Memory, Power versus Force, and World Waiting to be Born, Civility Rediscovered, this is a quote that really says it, and that is, quote, humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny. It will either rise to a paradigm change or experience decline and possible destruction. This is an unavoidable confrontation. The options will be presented and the choices will be made. This is from the book Jesus Speaks, Love Without End by Glenda Green, one of my top 10 favorites. The book is extraordinary with insights into the dynamics of human nature, human behavior, And you might say the big shift that's going on in the consciousness of people worldwide with the internet revolution and the challenges that this has brought to the surface that are ancient, the old records that are coming to the surface. Again, love brings up all in like itself. So the more light and love, the more that it, you might say, challenges all that's less than light and love. So this is, again, from the book, Jesus Speaks, Love Without End by Glenda Green. So this is the urgency of the hour. I mean, we're talking about, this is kind of judgment time of mankind as kind men, or not so much. Both the deep state and the shadow government want this 5G-driven AI, artificial intelligence, for population control and huge profit, not for public health or liberty. Now, in the blog, I go into an excellent distinction between the deep state and the shadow government. And you can listen to that, the short excerpt by Robert David Steele from July 27th, X-22 report. For those of you who listen to X-22 report or have listened to Robert David Steele, he deals with a lot of deep disclosure on what's going on with, you might say, the deep state, shadow government. And yeah, there's a good link, and I provide that link in the show blog. You can check that out. And I really believe, and I followed Robert David Steele on the internet for years. I really believe that Steele is the real deal. I interviewed him on my Cosmic Love Show back in 2015. And then again, I provide the link if you want to listen to that interview. And this was discussing on the show his book called The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Now, open source code on the internet, people that are technically savvy understand that open source is the alternative to, you might say, closed systems that are all based on secrecy and manipulation and control. Open Source Everything Manifesto, Robert Steele explains in his book, and this was several years ago. He really goes into this understanding of the disclosure movement as a function of open systems, you know, freedom of speech, assembly, petition government, you know, basically an open internet, and the value of that globally, and how with the internet globally, you know, this instant, everywhere, interactive communication capabilities of the internet, that all knowledge is being unveiled, and if we don't have open source systems for basically recycling general knowledge to generate specific wisdom, then we have closed systems, like artificial intelligence systems, that basically manipulate data covertly, secretly, like with Facebook. We don't know what algorithms they're using, or Google or YouTube. We don't know what algorithms they're using to manipulate data regarding whether we can even see alternative information and make a choice. I mean, there's a lot of digital assassination going on that are getting rid of truth tellers, you know, whistleblowers and alternative conservative voices on the internet. So anyway, David Steele has been going back for years, has been talking about, you might say, a full disclosure model with open source systems of communication, of government, education, healthcare, open source everything manifesto. I mean, we either have open systems or we have closed systems. So I give a lot of credibility to what he has to say. A lot of his stuff is controversial. But this Robert David Steele, I'm putting a plug in for watching that video if you want to basically do some deep diving into what's going on socially, politically, and economically with artificial intelligence, 5G, and a lot of other geopolitical stuff. So this is an opportunity to wise up to the opportunity transcends the crisis in consciousness, the cognitive dissonance in the mainstream media. This is an alternative to victim, and paradigm paralysis, you might say. So it's kind of more like, it's not the aptitudes as much as the attitude that determines the altitude, whether we soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. I mean, it's like whether your cup is half full or half empty. An optimist will see the opportunity with the problem, but a pessimist will see the problem with the opportunity. And so it is with the ordained power of love in the face of the inordinate love of power. So we're right in this crossroads, you might say. This point of it's like judgment time for global civilization. You know, we're all either going to hang together, or most assuredly we're all going to hang separately, kind of a thing. So artificial intelligence is driving us in one direction. Authentic intelligence drives us to the high state rather than the deep state. So one of the articles that I have on the blog is the strategy to defeat fake stream media. You know, how do we basically wise up and rise up? And this article gets into a very important distinction. That what we have in common is far more important and powerful than the divisive dialectic that would keep our common sense uncommon. You know, keep us fighting among ourselves, divided and conquered, rather than, united and overcoming, the deep state, fake stream media, that really wants to maintain cognitive dissonance and dysfunction so we don't wise up and rise up. So our cognitive liberty is at stake. Now, this concept of cognitive liberty is something I'm going into more with this in the show with a video that I'll be talking about here shortly. And it's the ability, this cognitive liberty is the ability to view alternative ideas and contrary opinions and come to our own conclusions. This is the basis of cognitive liberty. It's pretty well known that this is the same concept of thinking skills. The sometimes called critical thinking skills used to be taught in public a lot. The public school system. But big tech is now turning the screws and making sure that no one using their platforms will find alternative viewpoints. So this is the way they're subjugating cognitive liberty. And I'm going to go into a little bit of my rant here. I'm going to go off script a little bit, because this is such a critical understanding of how technology could quickly liberate us with common sense values of abundant love at the heart of civility, or authentic intelligence, or technology could gradually enslave us with social engineering that utilizes artificial intelligence with programmed prejudices. I use algorithms to do that, that are used in social scoring metrics that intimidate independent thinking. Independent thinking, critical thinking skills known as cognitive liberty. This is the front line assault on all of our global freedoms. And this is the summer of censorship that we're now seeing coming from big tech companies like Google, YouTube, and Facebook. This is the digital assassination of leading conservative voices and whistleblowers on the internet. And we're seeing a new kind of digital tyranny that values money and power more than constitutional principle. The prime example is the new 5G radiation technology that has already been railroaded into use in major American cities without public consent. It doesn't matter that 5G radiation has proven DNA corruption consequences. I mean, it doesn't matter that 5G radiation mutations will make crap out of our DNA, you know, future generations. And it doesn't matter that 5G will confound the cognition of many people who are more sensitive to electromagnetic fields. What matters to the technocrats and plutocrats running the show is that you don't think about it. I mean, leave it to the power elite to create wonderful new technology that promises smart everything with artificial intelligence, but surrenders your own cognitive liberty and personal sovereignty in the process. I mean, remember how the miracle of modern medicine sold us on drugs for whatever ails us? I mean, are you aware that the U.S. has become the leading pill-popping nation on earth, with more than 1 million Americans dying from painkillers and prescription drug side effects? I mean, we're told that vaccines are safe too, but you never hear about the secret vaccine courts that have paid out more than $2 billion for proven autism damage, if not death. So, no, it doesn't matter to Wall Street if Main Street America gets sick from 5G radiation. I mean, Big Pharma will make a killing treating all the symptoms that 5G creates. Trillions of dollars of profits for Wall Street will flow from the medical industrial complex. Their final feeding frenzy before they kill the market they supposedly serve. I mean, leading Wall Street gurus are saying that 5G is a $1.2 trillion market by itself. They don't mention the back-end trillions in business for the medical industrial complex. That might queer the deal. I mean, do you get my drift, folks? We're talking about an existential crisis here. If you don't think the power elite have a population control and reduction agenda, think again. I mean, I could go into the Georgia Guidestones and their whole agenda they've put out in the open about reducing world population to about 10% current levels. I mean, think about it. Is it true that 80% of the municipal water systems in the U.S. are pumping toxic fluoride into our drinking water? I mean, are you aware that cities with decades of drinking fluoridated water have seen dramatic increase in cancer compared to cities of the same size that were not fluoridated? This is empirical evidence. They know this. I mean, fluoride was used in Hitler's concentration camps to make people docile. It calcifies the pineal gland, shutting down spiritual sensitivities, making us more like animals. So why do they still do it? It's not because it's healthy. Yet, like 5G, we're still told that fluoride is safe. The public was actually told fluoride was healthy for teeth when they first pushed its use, but that's since been debunked with fluoride poisoning showing up as fluorosis on teeth. You know, those white spots people get on teeth called fluorosis. So, you know, it's definitely creating toxic reactions physically as well as biologically, but we never hear about that because that might queer the deal of mass medication of the public to make us passive, sick, and subservient. I mean, this is crazy stuff, folks, but 5G radiation is likewise a control issue. 5G is the information highway for artificial intelligence that makes authentic intelligence irrelevant. So it's a sovereignty issue and a mind control issue. I mean, 5G is thus the foundation for very sophisticated social engineering that motivates us with just enough bells and whistles to inoculate us against real intelligence. I mean, authentic intelligence is AI of a 5D nature. Authentic intelligence, AI, of a 5D nature, even as artificial intelligence is AI of a 5G nature. I mean, just as 5D authentic intelligence represents, you might say, like a higher Christ-like conscience with a moral compass, so does 5G artificial intelligence represent a heartless, virtually antichrist consciousness that sacrifices sovereignty for pseudo-intelligence until we have neither sovereignty nor intelligence. So authentic intelligence of the 5D, of the fifth dimensional kind, will culture victory virtues for general enlightenment, while artificial intelligence cultures victim-dictum that is subservient to the power elite control agendas. I mean, we're really talking about the issue is either freedom and opportunity, you know, sovereignty, or the psychology of subservience to tyranny, control. So back to the blog, I got off, like I say, off script a little bit, you know, a little bit of a rant there, but, you know, this is a huge issue. And like I say, big tech is, we're seeing them turning the screws and making sure that no one's using their platforms will find alternative viewpoints, conservative viewpoints, whistleblower viewpoints, you know. We're seeing real serious bouts of censorship on the internet. I mean, we've been seeing that in the mainstream media for years, but again, the whole idea of the internet was open systems originally. That was the intent, or that we, at least if we thought it was. Now we're seeing that now that everyone's on the internet, it's being used to take us to the dark side. You know, basically the control agenda rather than a more of the liberation agenda. And of course, it had to come to this. It had to come to this. All that's less than light and love, all that's less than authentic freedom and opportunity is going to come up for transmutation. The more that people wake up and wise up, the more they're going to rise up and say, you know, enough of this, these control freaks who basically, you know, want to own and control our human and physical resources to the point where we haven't even got an opinion. I mean, this is it's getting to that point. This is where it's going, and there's an article that I provide in the blog called "This Battle in the Info War Has Been Lost: Change My Mind." This is by James Corbet, the article, and there's a video you can watch at that link. And he encourages at the end of the video for you to provide your feedback. And he doesn't know about the infrastructure model I'm going into with our authentic intelligence and hardware and Web 3.0 cyber ethics that I go into the article. But I think he would if he, you know, if he knew about it. So he needs to hear from you because I'm just one voice, and I mean I need your help here. And it's this serious. Unabashed censorship in mainstream media, you know, the big media collusion with political agendas has infiltrated our internet social media with blatant censorship and digital assassination of alternative voices and conservative voices, alternative views and conservative voices. So at this point in the blog, and if you're listening to the podcast, you could pause it and watch this video called "Cognitive Liberty." This is from TruthStream Media, which is turning out some phenomenal videos just July 27th. What, here just a few days ago, this last week. And this is regarding a conference that probes the human rights of the mind and what's going on with the extremely advanced technologies that reads people's thoughts and can interject thoughts in people's heads. I mean, this is a really huge critical issue, cognitive liberty, whether we're going to own our own consciousness or not, own our own thoughts, you know, own our own lives. If we haven't got cognitive liberty, we haven't got any freedom at all. You know, I used to say if we haven't got health freedom, we haven't got freedom at all. But, I mean, what's the heart of the source of health freedom? Well, if you haven't got a conscience, you know, you haven't got any health freedoms either. And so cognitive liberty, you know, is really, you know, it's going to be a huge issue. I highly recommend people kind of tune into this issue in this blog, in this article. And I go into, you know, this understanding of what's this issue about. The video gives a really kind of a good overview. And I go into then, okay, so what's the high end of cognitive liberty? They go into the problems And the danger of what's going on with all this mind control stuff that's coming out with artificial intelligence. So what's the alternative of that? Well, again, you rarely hear about authentic intelligence any more than you hear about full-spectrum consciousness. I mean, you hear about, again, full-spectrum autism, but we don't hear about, you might say the high end, the high state. So I go into the blog, consider the rights of cognitive, liberty, human rights of the mind, and the framework of the Constitution, the love code and light language, universal law language, for upgrade of the Bill of Rights in terms of five core internet freedoms. Again, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, what it looks like on the internet. If we're going to have open systems with open freedom, worldwide, what that will look like and how that works. And of course, the keynote there it features a focus on a universal interactive interface for global telecommunity, with TLC, you might say, for heart coherent standards. Again, the gold standard as far as golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of harmony, compassion, love, joy, etc. At the heart of telecommunications, global telecare, plus TLC-based telecommerce. Now, I provide links and all that. I've discussed this in previous blogs. If this is new to you, you can read those links, and it goes into great detail on what the high state will look like. Raise the flag, how good things can be, and see who salutes. Some will, some won't. So what next? But, if we're looking at where we're going, let's look at the high state, what it will look like, what it would mean, how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the capital C, as in perceive, higher standards for global interaction. And we're talking about the Constitution of us as united sovereigns of Earth and how basically this Constitution wants a high standard of TLC with well-informed choice. This is the keynote. Either we have open systems with well-informed choice, or we have closed systems that are using algorithms that we don't even know what they are, that are manipulating data and manipulating our minds and basically skewering our future and us not even knowing how. So the choice, it comes back to choice again. Whether we're going to have a deep state or a high state, that's the choice that we're looking at. And I'm going to have to do a ramp here shortly. I wanted to get through some more stuff. I got into my rant, and I got a little bit carried away. So I go into some solutions here, and I finish up with at the end of the video. The power of, an inspirational video is at the end of this article. It gets into the power of music for healing, or how music can be used to create dissonance and dis-ease. And that's a really enlightening video in a lot of ways from the Edge of Wonder. For those of you who are following the Edge of Wonder videos that are coming out, this just came out here just a few days ago. So I'm going to finish it up. I vowed to finish up by 6:55 here in Montana. I guess it's 5:55 in California. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. Happy trails till we meet again. Keep in touch. Keep dancing. See the good. Make it so. It loves you much. Talk to you in a few weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.